All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with Pro Wrestling America. This week coming to you from Champaign, Illinois in the State Farm Center. And we are going to have a great card this week. Three big title matches on the line. But the big news, a big contract signing. PWA has signed Dangerous Dan Spivey. Many of you may not remember Dan Spivey, but he was one of the guys that really got screwed over by Vince in the WWF. He got his biggest push as one half of the Skyscrapers with Mean Mark Callis. And that was a great tag team, especially if you had them going up against either the Steiner Brothers or Doom or the Road Warriors. They were a great tag team. But Dan Spivey had his issues, had his demons, and Vince kind of took advantage of that. Dan Spivey was one of the guys who was originally considered for the role of Undertaker. That might have been an interesting one. But because of the issues that he had, plus also the fact that Vince became enamored with Mark Calloway, who would eventually become The Undertaker, he had to do something else with Spivey. So he created the character Waylon Mercy, which was kind of a bipolar version of Jake the Snake Roberts. I mean, take away the snake and just kind of, he just sagged there in the corner. Kind of reminiscent of what Raven would do another decade later, but you know, Spivey was one of these guys who really could have had a good shot. And I wonder what would have happened had they brought him in as The Undertaker. Or maybe later on, if they had brought him in as Kane, what kind of impact would that have made? Again, we can what if all we want. But Dan Spivey is now wrestling for the PWA, and we'll see his debut match later on in the card. But first, we start off with Mance Warner. Haven't seen him in a long time. Facing off against TD Steele. And Warner quickly destroys Steele in a typical squash match, making him submit to the Southern Crossface in a time of 2 minutes 49 seconds. Next, we have the television title on the line. Black Bart, coming off of the great win, forcing Buzz Sawyer to leave. Well, you get rid of Buzz Sawyer. Who do I put in the spot as a challenger for the TV title? Bugsy McGraw. I mean, if you're going to take out Buzz Sawyer, might as well put in Bugsy. Basically, the same guy. And Bugsy takes charge of the match after Bart misses his infamous falling splash from the middle of a turnbuckle. And it is Bugsy rolling him up for the pin, for the title, in a time of 6 minutes flat. Your winner and new television champion is Bugsy McGraw. Next match, another guy that we haven't seen very much of lately. Jimmy Wang Yang, the Asian Cowboy, facing off against the real Cowboy, Cowboy Ron Bass. And this match goes quite a bit longer than it probably should have. 10-minute time limit. It went almost the entire 10 minutes as Bass took his time punishing Yang for pretending to be a cowboy. Finally getting the pin after a brainbuster in a time of 9 minutes 48 seconds. Your winner, the real cowboy, Ron Bass. Now we have the debut match. Dangerous Dan Spivey facing off against Billy Gunn. And this match is a fairly quick match as Gunn tries to take advantage of it early, thinks he has it, but Spivey counters the Famouser with a back suplex into the turnbuckle to get the win in his PWA debut in a time of 5 minutes, 9 seconds. Spivey showed that he can hang with the big boys, taking care of Billy Gunn in this match. Next match. Realizing I made a mistake last week that it's not Chris Adams that Eddie Gilbert is having issues with. It's Chris Candido, the Illinois heavyweight champion. And it is Candido putting the Illinois heavyweight title on the line against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Despite Dylan's warnings, repeatedly advising Candido not to put the title on the line, Candido decides to defend his newly won Illinois heavyweight title against Gilbert. Gilbert demands that the match be no disqualification, but Candido refuses. The two still brawl as if there were no rules. Candido gets the win and keeps the title after a belly-to-belly suplex through the timekeeper's table at ringside. After the match, Candido climbs the turnbuckle and comes off with the Pittsburgh plunge onto a prone Gilbert. He stands there in the middle of the ring, title held high over his hand in one hand and his foot standing on Gilbert's chest. He leaves the ring as Fallen Angel Christopher Daniel rushes the ring. Next, we have a newcomer to the PWA that should really make a splash, Dr. Death Steve Williams, facing off this week against Gentleman Chris Adams. Both men have a marvelous match. Very scientific, very respectful of each other. But Williams eventually overcomes Adams with his size, pinning him after the Oklahoma Stampede in a time of 22 minutes, 30 seconds. Your winner is Dr. Death Steve Williams. As Adams has a little more time this week, but still seems to be kind of just lost and floating at the moment. Double main event this week. We have the feud kind of crossing over this week as the American heavyweight title is on the line as Stone Cold Steve Austin defends it against Sting. And then we'll have a non-title match where world champion Great Muta faces off against Bubba Ray Dudley. Whereas we would love to see Austin and Muta and Sting and Dudley, well, they refused to fight each other. They wanted to see the other guy. So we get here, first main event, American heavyweight title on the line. Austin and Sting have a great battle. Austin seems to outshine Sting throughout the match. It seems that Sting isn't up to the task for Austin. And it is Austin winning the match, keeping the title with his own version of the Scorpion Death Drop in a time of 28 minutes, 54 seconds. Your winner and still American heavyweight champion, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Now on the other side, you have Great Muta, the world heavyweight champion, facing off against Bubba Ray Dudley. Title is not on the line. And they have a rather underwhelming match. Dudley catches Muta from an Asai moonsault and drops him with a shoulder breaker, and then quickly gets the win with the Bubba Slam in a time of 12 minutes, 25 seconds. Your winner, trying to get a hold of the world heavyweight title belt, but referee Tommy Young making sure he doesn't have it, is Bubba Ray Dudley. What does it say for Muta if Dudley beats him? How much longer can Muta hold on to the title, especially if you have Dudley now in prime position to demand a title match? But then you also have Austin right on Muta's heels as well as the American heavyweight champion. It's going to be a great ride getting us to Christmas Chaos in a month and a half. But I invite you to come back next week to continue the ride as we keep going, heading towards Pro Wrestling America's Christmas Chaos, December 28th. Until then, we'll see you next week.